listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golson.
It is Casual Friday.
It is.
It's also Soggy Friday.
It's real. Oh, man.
Raining here in St. Louis.
Humidity is my kryptonite when I'm on the bike. I could barely breathe this morning. I was like, it must be 100% humidity out here right now.
Had a friend visiting from Colorado recently. And it's
swimming through the air.
So used to 20% humidity.
Oh, man.
Or less. Speaking of rain, some of our friends in the Southeast experiencing lots of that. We're going to catch up with our director of LCMS Disaster Response and learn more about the efforts there to help those who have been affected by Hurricane Florence. And celebrating a special anniversary this year. Not mine. Not yours.
No, I'm not that old.
150 years for one of the great institutions of our church body, Concordia Publishing House. We're going to talk with them in just a little bit as well and help them celebrate 150 years. In studio with us today, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson. He's director of LCMS Disaster Response. Ross, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thanks, Andy.
And you must be tired. You've been traveling, catching up with our brothers and sisters in Christ in the Southeast to assess the situation and see what's going on there. So thanks for coming in and making the trip back to the studio to share with us what's going on.
Absolutely.
What had you learned before you made the trip down to the Southeast?
Well, we knew that the event was not going to be as much of a wind event as it was going to be a flood event. And what we've seen in the United States is some of the most destructive disasters are flood events because they're usually not insured and it is extremely destructive to someone's house. Once the floodwaters go in through your house, river water goes through your house, there's nothing that's really salvageable. So everything that's kind of waist or chest high that would be in your house, your furniture, your flooring, your walls, your appliances, your air conditioner, all that stuff is unsalvageable. So it ends up being extremely expensive and people don't have insurance. And events like this, they call it like a 500-year flood or a 1,000-year flood. So most people aren't in a floodplain, so they don't have insurance and it's not required by their mortgage. So the economic devastation to them is substantial. I mean, these repairs are tens of thousands of dollars. And as we know, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. And the majority of the people that have been affected, this isn't all like really rich neighborhoods or anything like that. This is kind of salt of the earth, people living in northern and southern Carolina.
Yeah. You mentioned appliances. You know, we always see pictures of the couches and the walls and things being pulled out. But I didn't even, like, the thought of our appliances not even being salvageable. It's just like
the expensive stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the hard thing is if you're living paycheck to paycheck, just trying to make your mortgage or your rent payment, then if you can't live in your house, that means you have to live in another house or rent another place while you're fixing up, which will take months. Mm-hmm. Or you're living in a friend's house or a family member's house, and that just adds to the stress when you're mitigating. But the blessing is that we have many trained Lutheran volunteers that are trained to help muck out a home. Mucking out a home is right after the floodwaters leave, you go in and you basically do deconstruction, taking all the walls and furniture out, airing out the house for a few weeks so that it dries out before you can start rebuilding. So a lot of times we can use volunteers to do that. We also are using chainsaw teams that are going in and already starting to clear out a lot of the downed trees in North Carolina.
Where have you seen the most damage in your tour?
North Carolina along the coast is where it's really kind of hit the most. We have probably about 10 churches whose neighborhoods and communities and cities and areas have been affected. But really three congregations that they themselves have been hit hard. They're all three of them are going to need complete roof repairs. I was in the pastor's office of one of the churches, and 4 days after the storm, there's still literally a drop of water that's constantly coming down right into his office. All the drywall and insulation of the ceiling has collapsed onto the floor. A complete huge mess. So the three churches that we're going to be primarily working with are in the city of Wilmington, Jacksonville, and Havelock. And then we're getting other churches to support that work. For example, in Myrtle Beach, the congregation there is going to be supporting other congregations in the district. And then even Lutherans from outside the district are coming to help. We have hundreds of flood buckets that are going to be arriving from the Florida, Georgia district. And it's great to see this network of Lutherans responding in the wake of a disaster like this, coming from all different areas and in a situation like this that's so huge, to be bringing volunteers and resources from all over the United States.
So lots of resources and support already happening. Are there other needs that that need to be met up front?
So kind of the three main things right now that we're thinking about that's heavy on everybody's mind is chainsaw work is going to be very needed the next few weeks. And we have teams lined up to do that, thankfully. The other thing is that there is muck out that's going to be needed for the next couple few months. It's not difficult work, but it is kind of labor intensive. And we're setting up a volunteer coordinator that's going to be hosting and organizing that. You can go to the Southeast District's website, and they actually have a form that you can sign up on, and you can register to volunteer. I think it'll be about a week's time or so before they're going to be ready to start hosting volunteers. It takes a lot to get that organized, and we want to organize it well. And then we'll be able to take volunteers to help with the muck out. But the third thing is, funds are badly needed, because what happens in the Carolinas and all along the Gulf Coast and the southeastern coast is, if you live anywhere close to the ocean, the insurance rates are through the roof, but the deductibles are $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 that you have to pay before the insurance will start paying the rest of it. Well, the churches that we have in that district, a lot of them are a little bit on the smaller side, meaning that usually about 70, 80 people that would attend on a typical Sunday. So these aren't big mega churches that are just extremely wealthy. They're trying to get by month to month and faithfully serve the Lord and pay their pastor and take care of all the needs that a Lutheran congregation has. So when they see a $30,000, $40,000 insurance deductible, their eyes get really wide, and it's... So that's one of the needs that we're trying to address right away. We're trying to get the insurance deductibles met and then get the cleaning crews, the construction teams in those churches, so that that will be a good base of operations. We don't only take care of Lutheran congregations. We don't only take care of Lutherans, but we use that as kind of the launching pad to then reach out into the unchurched communities all over the North Carolina coast.
So the chief work here is supporting the local congregations so they can serve their communities. When you were studying at seminary and, you know, learning, digging into mercy and what is mercy, did the words mucking and chainsaws come up in your studies and your preparation?
Never heard those words in my life. Never. But it has ended up being a great way that we as the body of Christ can meet the human needs of people that are going through something that is so catastrophic in their life, and something that's you really just can't plan for an event like this when you're in the middle of a 500-year flood. And it's not just people that are living near the beach or the coast that are experiencing this flood. These are people that are living 100 miles inland, that as the rivers are rising, that they're not living in a flood zone, but their houses are flooding. One of the things that we forgot with Hurricane Florence is it was being downgraded as it hit land and was going inland, is that it actually slowed down and widened. Mm-hmm. And when hurricanes slow down and widen, and at sometimes it was creeping along at 2 miles an hour, that's like slower than walking pace, dumping water. Some places were getting 30, 40 inches. And there's just very few places in the United States that can handle 30, 40 inches. And then even if you're living on a mountain, whoever's living downstream, those streams and rivers and lakes are rising very quickly. And the geography just can't handle that kind of water.
Right. That reminds me of the floods in Colorado a few years ago. Places that we wouldn't think of as, you know, potentially experiencing floods. You know, these folks living further inland, you're just not thinking that you know, they're going to experience flooding like this. So glad to hear that the congregations are, you know, being supported so that they can help serve in their communities, and glad to hear that there's this great network of support that other you know, the Florida Georgia district sending those buckets as well. How else can we help? You mentioned earlier that funds are needed as well. So go to lcms.org.
Yeah, two great places: lcms.org/disaster. There's a Give Now link. Also, you can give directly to the district, the Southeastern District, or lcms.org/disaster. You can give it your funds in the name of helping out with hurricanes. We'll be helping out with this hurricane and trying to be the light of Christ to these people that have lost so much. It's because of our theology that we are comforted. So one thing that makes us different as an organization than so many other helpful organizations out there is that we combine spiritual care along with Helping Hands. So we do the muck out. We help out with chains. We help with insurance deductibles. We bring tools and materials and resources and drywall into the area. But we also do it all in the name of Christ. So we offer a Christian and a Lutheran-based response in the time of a disaster. And we find that when people have lost their houses and they're in a crisis mode, they also have a spiritual crisis. And we're able to bring the comfort of God's word to people. And we try to connect people with healthy, well-balanced Lutheran congregations that are in their area that a lot of times they never even knew were there. And we've seen after other disasters how connecting people with Lutheran churches ends up bringing the ultimate healing, right? Where someone's sins are forgiven, where they have spiritual peace with God, and they realize that the things of this world, although they are important and significant, it's nothing in comparison to the world that is to come. And that's where we place our great hope. Not in the things of this world that rot and are destroyed and flooded and broken up by hurricanes, but rather we place our hope in Christ and we look forward to heaven where there will no longer be this agony and the stresses of this world. And until then, we as the body of Christ, we try to bring the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
And you've put out some resources too for people to have something to hold on to that they can read or have prayers, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a 40-day devotional guide, which is designed especially for people, lay people that are just going through tragedies in life, in overwhelming circumstances. That's a resource that we give out for free. You can get that by ordering it on our website, lcms.org/disaster. If you want a few of them, you want to give them out to your friends and family, ask for a few of them. We're happy to make this available. And the focus of all of our material is to bring the peace of Christ into somebody's life and remind them that even though you don't understand what's going on in this world around you, we have a God that loves you and cares you for you, even when you don't understand what's happening around you. And that's our Christian testimony and witness, talking about grace, mercy, forgiveness. And we as Lutherans do it so well, bringing the gospel message in times of darkness in people's lives.
The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Ross, thanks so much for being our guest this morning. Thanks for the update on our friends in the Carolinas.
Absolutely.
Coming up in just a little bit, celebrating 150 years, Concordia Publishing House right here in St. Louis. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.